This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, the night 23, very important night, one of the odd nights here in the last 10 nights, and a very good probability that tonight could be Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, the night when the angels come down. So inshallah, we ask that Allah grants us the strength to spend every moment of this evening in ibadat, that we make dua for one another, and Allah accepts from us what we've done so far, and grant us only goodness in what remains. Ameen. We continue with our tafsir. And we said that the last 10 chapters of the Qur'an have a different theme to the ones we previously discussed. Yesterday we spoke about Allah was giving a reminder to the Quraysh, particularly how Allah protected them from the army of the elephant, and how Allah protects them in their business, that they have a special place amongst the Arabs, that their economy and the city of Mecca is protected and safeguarded by Allah. And as a principle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives blessings as a test. Your knowledge, your strength, your health, your youth, your wealth, whatever it might be, it is a test how you will use it. Allah is not unfair. So Allah gives one person wealth, and He doesn't give to someone else. That wealth is not yours. Rather, it is a loan to see how you're going to benefit from it. So after Allah has spoken to the Quraysh and said, we have given you this great blessing, Allah now tells the Quraysh, look at what you're doing with this blessing. And it's something for us to reflect on our own blessings. We discussed today, inshallah, Surat Ma'un. Those who deny giving the smallest of blessings, the smallest of assistance. Allah begins the surah, A'udhu Billahi Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. Have you seen him who belies or denies the deen? And the translation here says deen meaning religion. Deen, the word deen, and you'll find we'll talk about salah as well. Certain words, they were there in Arabic before Islam. The word deen, salah, they were there in Islam before Islam occurred. But when Islam came, it took these words and gave it such a special meaning that today when we think of salah, we picture a man making salah in sujood. That's not the linguistic, prayer is not the linguistic meaning of salah. Similarly, deen refers to debt. Dana yadinu is to pay you back. And it became synonymous with the religion or the way of life. But in reality, deen is the day that you will be paid back. And even Qiyamah is called Yawm al-Deen. So many of the Mufassireen says the word deen here is not religion, but rather the one who denies the day of Qiyamah. The one who denies the afterlife. And there's differences of opinion amongst Mufassireen. Both apply. But it makes more sense in the surah to say, have you seen the one who does not believe in the life after death? Who does not concern himself about the future after he dies? Now, many of us will say, and most people of the world will say, we believe in a life after death. But Allah will go into the surah and show you, if your actions are X, Y, and Z, then in reality you don't believe in the life after death. That your actions are an indication of what's in the heart. So Allah says, look, have you seen the one who doesn't believe in Qiyamah? What does he do? فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ فَذَٰلِكَ, Allah is saying, as a result of him not believing Qiyamah, he is the one that pushes away the orphan. This word da'a is used in the Quran to describe how the angels will push the people into Jahannam with force and violence and hatred. So Allah says, a person who doesn't believe in Qiyamah, he has this attitude towards orphans. He's careless with them. He's rude to them. He pushes them away. He doesn't want them in his life. And we need to ask ourselves, subhanAllah, even though we physically might not be pushing orphans away, how many of us in our lives are orphans part of our life? Can we really say we are free from this ayah? So Allah says an indication that you don't really believe in Qiyamah is you don't look after the orphan. And your actions show that you don't care for them and you've pushed them out of your life, either physically or metaphorically, you've pushed them out of your life completely. You are blinded to them. And we said the orphans are very important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran, you'd find Allah speaking about the orphans and looking after the orphans. In fact, so many of the Anbiya are orphans who came from broken homes or from single parents in some way or another. Nabi Ibrahim thrown out of his home. Nabi Isa, single mother. Nabi Musa not lived in his home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an orphan. So Allah is showing, Nabi Yusuf didn't live with his parents. So Allah makes an example of the orphan, and how we treat the orphan in particular is what is an indication of our iman. Remember, as we said in Surah Al-Asr, it's not enough that we say we believe in Allah and we believe in Qiyamah. Your actions will judge if that iman is true. So the one who doesn't believe in Qiyamah, one of the things he does is he neglects and pushes the orphan away. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And he does not urge or encourage others to feed the needy. حَدَّ يَحُدُّ is what they would do to a horse, when you push the horse to spur it on, meaning encouraging it and move forward. They do not, the people who don't believe in Qiyamah, they don't encourage others to feed the needy. Miskeen is someone who is in need, and he cannot get out of his circumstances without assistance. So it's not someone who's begging for no reason. He is in a difficult situation, he can't even feed himself, and he needs assistance, he's drowning. And the people who don't believe in Qiyamah, they don't provide, the lowest thing is food. If they don't provide food to somebody, let alone other kinds of assistance and help, clothing and other than that. Allah also doesn't say, it'amul miskeen. It'am would mean to feed the needy. But ta'amil miskeen means the food of the needy. Meaning that this food that you have, a portion of it belongs to the needy. He is the one who does not give what is the haqq of the needy. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, those of us who have, it's really an excess of what we're supposed to, what's our entitlement. Allah gives you 120% of what is due to you. That 20% is your responsibility to give to the man who only got less than his full quota. That's the test. So a person who doesn't believe in Qiyamah, what does he do? He has no relationship with the orphan. And he does not encourage others, and himself, he does not see and take care of the needy. Then Allah says, this is a very scary ayah, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. We said in Surah Al-Humazah, wail is that place in Jahannam, and it means destruction. They said that some mufassirin said, it's this valley in Jahannam that is so painful, that Jahannam itself is asking Allah, take this valley away, destroy it. It's so painful, even for Jahannam. So wail to the one who makes salah. That doesn't make sense, Ya Allah. You're saying destruction for the one who makes salah? And that's why this ayah should actually be read with the next ayah in one go. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe to the one who makes salah, but is heedless about his salah. So Allah has put this ayah, he could have made it one ayah, and he could have just said it in one go, woe to the one who is heedless of salah. But Allah deliberately split this ayah, so that those who make salah pause and say, I'm making salah, and Allah is saying, that there could be destruction for the one who makes salah. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Why? Because of the way they are making salah, the quality of their salah. So, what do they do? They are عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Like sujood sahu, forgetfulness. What does this mean? And the ulama breaks down a person's attitude to salah in a number of categories. The worst of them is the one who obviously neglects salah altogether. He does not pray altogether. And in fact, three of the four madhaib have said that this is, or the majority of all the madhaib are unanimous, that this person is actually outside of the fold of Islam. A tariq us-salah who never performs salah, even if he says, I'm a believer, in terms of the sharia, this is not sufficient for him, and he might even be outside of the fold of Islam. Another form of being neglecting of salah is the one who makes a taraweeh, in quoted comments here, after he comes home from work, now he makes fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, he makes all his waqts in one go. This is unacceptable. This is not acceptable in the deen. That he is the one, Allah says, woe to such a person. Meaning, destruction for a person who does that. He makes salah outside of his waqts. Even the hypocrites of Medina, those who in Dark al-Asfali, they would come to the masjid for salah in the prescribed time. Meaning the munafiqs of Medina, who were in Dark al-Asfal, Allah said, in the lowest place in Jahannam, they made their salah on time. But they were also sahun. So, If you make salah on time, it's still not enough. Why? Because you're making salah an empty salah. Your mind isn't focused. And all of us are not fully committed to our salah. And that's why many of the ulama have said, Allah is merciful when he said, and look at this, this is a beautiful thing of the ulama, that they are about their prayer forgetful. If Allah said they are fi salatim sahun, in their prayer they are forgetful, then we're in big trouble. Because we are all mindless in our salah. But if they are unmindful about their salah, it's a bit less. So the person who makes salah, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, so Allah is explaining that there can be a person who comes salah, and he makes salah in time, on jama'ah, but his only reason for salah is, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, so that people can see him. He does it, inside is not for Allah. He's doing it to be seen. He's doing it for show. He's doing it to count, I'm one of you. But in reality, if there was no one in the masjid, he wouldn't come himself. And a good way to test your sincerity is if your personal life where no one sees you is as good or better than your public life. That if you are making salah at home, where no one sees you, alhamdulillah, then there's no riyah. You're doing it only for Allah's sake. But you only make salah in front of people, and you're only pious in front of people, and you only give charity in front of people, then you need to ask, is this really for the sake of Allah? So Allah says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, that they are the ones who do things to be seen. And in fact, again, just the beauty of the Arabic language here, and the ulama mentioned this ayah, it would have been sufficient for Allah to say, الَّذِينَ يُرَاءُونَ, those who want to be seen. But Allah put the word hum, they. They are the ones who they want to be seen. So Allah says, you want to stand out? I will make you stand out in this ayah. Allah puts them, their pronoun them, the traditional them, in this ayah to say, you want to stand out to be seen? I will expose you in this ayah. So the sincerity, that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in this hadith, whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr with iman wa ihtisab, sincerely for the sake of Allah, and sincerely hoping for Allah's rewards, and that must go through your mind. Why do I come to Taraweeh? Why do I get up for Qiyamul Layl? I want to get Allah's rewards, and I want to get Allah's forgiveness. It's only between me and Allah. That salah is that mi'raj that takes you to Allah. When you say Allahu Akbar, you have a direct link to Allah. Now the world disappears. So Allah has mentioned types of salah, that there's ones who neglect it completely. There are those who are late in their salah. There are those who make salah without any real sincerity. And then there are degrees of sincerity. And in fact, we make dua, the highest level of sincerity is like that of the Prophet ﷺ, where salah was his qurratu ayn, the coolness of his eyes. Qurratu ayn is the thing that you can, when you are in the worst position in your life, and you think, if I can just get to that thing, my worries would disappear. That is my comfort. And salah was the comfort for the Prophet ﷺ. We're not there, and Allah doesn't require us to be there yet, but we make dua that we get there. And another category of these people who don't believe in Qiyamah, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ, they refuse to give ma'un. Ma'un is assistance, but ma'un is small assistance. They refuse to even give the smallest kind of help. They won't say a good word to someone. They won't even smile at someone. That as a person, they have no benefit to society. And they don't do anything of good for anyone. And therefore we have to judge our iman. Our iman is judged by our actions. So we look at how do we treat the orphans? How do we treat the needy? What is the quality of our salah? And how do we treat people around us? This is how Islam works. It's not just about your time in the masjid and your time with the Quran. It's about how you interact with society. And if you're a good person in society, inshallah, then that's a good indication that inside things are okay. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be good believers on the outside and on the inside, that we are good in terms of a relationship with Allah and relationship with insan. And that's why Ramadan is so beautiful, because you'd find that people are making salah privately and they're also spending more than other times. And you feel that sweetness of your iman growing. You can actually feel your iman getting stronger and stronger. That when, in a week's time, when they're going to look for the moon, you'd actually hope, let them not see the moon. Let me get another day of fasting. Because you are nourishing that iman. And that iman is growing. Because you're doing as the surah says, we are feeding the orphans, we are feeding the poor, we are increasing in our salah, we are increasing in our piety. So Allah is feeding our spirituality. May Allah grant us to only increase in that and take us away in perfect spirituality. Ameen. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'm going to do a bit of a bit of a change. I will do Surah Tabbat Yada for the purpose of this series. I will skip Surah Al-Kawthar and Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Idha Jaa Nasrullahi Al-Fath, and we'll go straight to Tabbat Yada. And that's what we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah, as we build up towards the 27th of Ramadan. I'd like to fit in Ayatul Kursi as well, so there's a bit of playing around with the order, and that's no problem, inshallah, in that. And then as for our lucky quiz tonight, there's a draw. And let's see, last night's question, we asked, what was the name of the governor of Yemen who tried to destroy the Kaaba, the commander of the elephant, the army of the elephant? His name was Abraha. That was his name, Abraha. And tonight we will do our lucky prize draw. There are two prizes, two for the males and two for the females again. And I know, inshallah, no one does it for the prizes, but we can get a reward in the dunya and the akhirah as well, no problem. If you only come for the quiz, then it's a problem. Like you only make tarawih for the quiz, then it's a problem. So let's do a Yusuf here with me, inshallah. Pull out a name. Okay, I pull out a name. Okay. Yusuf Fakir. Is Yusuf Fakir here? No? But Yusuf. But Yusuf. MashaAllah, but Yusuf. MashaAllah, but Yusuf is. It's with us every evening, alhamdulillah. JazakAllah khair, but Yusuf. Right. So for now, the next one, inshallah. Adnan, did you win already?
Yeah.
You haven't won before?
I have.
Okay, so Adnan won, so we'll give another one a chance. Abdul Alim, mashallah, Abdul Alim. Bismillah, Abdul Alim. Now for the sisters. I hope we'll find a few easy ones for the sisters. Now this is a brother. I think this is a brother. What was that?
Tahira Musa.
Tahira Musa? She not here? Tahira Musa? Okay. Latifa Musa. Oh, okay. So, Auntie Latifa, inshallah, there's a prize for Sister Latifa. And then again, inshallah, for the sisters, let's see. Adnan again. You can only fill one at night, Adnan. Ismail, your name came here, but you're not a sister. I'm sorry, Ismail. Fatima, patience. MashaAllah. She's been waiting patiently. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. And as we said that, Jazakallah for attending. We'll continue our Qiyamul Layl program after 9:30, inshallah. Please join as well. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.